Here we go. Good morning. Do our Tuesday talk around. We've got a cloudy sky going the other way. We're at 17 degrees right now. Every Tuesday, we kick things off talking real estate with the pros. Man, you want experience? They've got it. Action Realty, Steve Dietrich, in to talk this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And we're both just loving the snow.
Oh, golly.
Have to bleep us, you know, if you know, because you walked in and it was kind of what I was thinking, and you said it.
There was no snow left. And
I know.
Here it is.
And here it is again. All right. Now, one more time, Captain Sump Pump. Go ahead with this.
Just keep checking them right now, and especially with this snow again. It's kind of heavy. I actually used my snowblower instead of a shovel this morning.
Okay.
So there's some moisture in it. So definitely keep watching those sump pumps. Just check them and pull up on your float and make sure it's going to turn on when it's supposed to.
And do its job, definitely. Well, numbers, let's cover numbers. How do they look?
Well, I always had ideas on what they're going to do, but right now they keep yapping about oil and the effect of that on the numbers game. So I don't know which way it's going to go right now, but, you know, we're still hanging around that 6, 6.25 right now, not under 6. And from what I'm hearing and reading, they're kind of tying this whole thing to the oil game.
Okay, so wait and see.
It's a wait and see.
It's kind of what we're looking at.
Yep, for sure.
So, okay, let me set the stage. So I buy a home, okay, and first-time home buyer, and I go to Steve Dietrich at Action Realty and say, Steve, what do I do to increase the equity here, you know, when I'm looking to turn around and sell my house? And I'm thinking they're the obvious ones. We'll just take care of your place. Are there little secret things and things that people might not think about when they're looking at upping the equity in their home?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the areas of the house, probably the most expensive areas, but the ones that you really want to have updated as much as possible and clean are the kitchens and the bathrooms. Those are the two things that a lot of people go after first.
Really?
And, you know, certainly, you know, women look at those two things heavy duty, you know, more so than the men do. But at the same time, you know, it's still just those are areas of the house you want clean. And, you know, so it's important to keep them clean, too. And if something needs a little addressing, you know, do it. And do it while it's happening instead of waiting to the end. And then you got to do it all at one time. And it costs a lot of money in one shot.
Right.
So, you know, just try to keep updating a little bit as you go and make a few changes here and there. But if I had to say something, you know, we want to focus on bathrooms, focus on kitchens, and maybe the exterior appearance.
How about rolling with the changes? You and I have talked about this, too, where you, as a realtor, will walk into a home, somebody wants to sell it, all the appliances are about 20 years old, and they're still that olive green color, or where you see it, that brown color. You know, what about that, about rolling, you know, keeping things updated? I would think that would help, too.
It does. You know, people certainly look at appliances, and, you know, it's one of the things they notice in a kitchen also, you know, pretty quick, is that are they updated? And if they're not, you know, when you start changing out fridges, stoves, dishwashers, microwave fan hoods, you know, you got to do it all at one time if they're really all outdated, and then you're talking, you know, $5,000 bill, and it's a lot of money right off the bat.
So do you still see that when you walk into a home as a realtor and it's like mustard, you know, colored carpeting?
Well, you do, and you know, it's like walking into the bathroom and seeing, you know, the colored, you know, the blue toilet or the blue sinks, and you know,
you know, it's been there a while. Yeah,
exactly. So it's kind of telling you that part of it, but you just do what you can when you can do it. You know, everybody's needs are different and means also. So you just do little bits at a time and try and stay ahead of the game and don't wait and do it all at one time.
Yeah, and think about, you know, when it comes time to sell, what you can do to get the equity that you obviously put in.
Exactly.
Good
and,
stuff.
You know, it also helps a house. You know, you don't always say that you're going to get this much more money for doing an update.
Mm-hmm.
But in the big picture, it may help it sell faster, which in a roundabout way is getting you more money, because if it sells faster, you have, you know, less taxes, less insurance to pay and things like that, because it's going to close sooner.
All right. Like the sound of that. New listings. Anything coming up you want to talk about?
I have one coming on South 6th Street. In fact, I'm going to give the address out because it's probably coming on today at 416. And it's going to be a cute little house. You know, it's worth... This one might be worth taking a look at, because we're looking at having it on the market, you know, in that 130 range, and you know, it a lot of times those are your total fixer-uppers. And I'm not saying there isn't a couple things you can do in this house, but for the most part, you could walk in there and live there.
All right. Good. Sounds good. And if people people are interested in this, hearing this, and it's like, yeah, I'd like to take a look at that, just contact you or stop in.
Yep. And, you know, anybody at Action Realty can help you out.
All right. Spring's coming, Steve. Keep a smile on your face. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry, Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.